This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week, part 5 in a 7-week series called 7 Prayers That Can Change Your Life. This week we're in Psalm 31, where 31 contains, honestly and truly, one of my favorite verses. I call it my life verse, where David says this, "My times are in your hands, O Lord." When you find out what the word times, T-I-M-E-S, means, it'll take on a whole new meaning for you, just like it did for me. God bless you as you listen all this week to part 5. The word is distress, not stress, but distress. Believe it or not, there's a word called eustress, E-U-stress, which means good stress. Stress doesn't necessarily have to be bad. But psychological distress is a term used to describe unpleasant feelings or emotions that impact your functioning, your ability to work, your ability to interact with people. Yolanda Williams is a professional counselor. She says that no two people experience one event the same way. Psychological distress is a subjective experience. It can happen because of traumatic experiences like death of a loved one or divorce, separation, loss of a job, loss of a house. Those things can be traumatic and cause situational distress. Major life transitions, moving to a new state or graduating from college or high school, can actually be a source of stress if you're unable to cope with the demands that these transitions place on you, or you have difficulty adjusting to the new situation. But then she said they're everyday stressors. Traffic can be a stressor in your life. Starting a new job, being a victim of bullying, adverse school experience, adverse work experience, conflict with a neighbor, the list goes on and on, things that produce psychological stress in your life. You say, why in the world are you talking about distress today? Because David does in Psalm 31. And David begins with a remark about the distress that's in his life, the anguish. And what he's describing that we're going to read in a minute or two, he's describing physical, emotional, and spiritual symptoms of distress in his life. And see if you can pick them out as we go through them. And then it's a part of our series called 7 Prayers That Can Change Your Life. This is a prayer of David, and where he recognizes who God is in his life and what God does in his life. And this may be one of the most important messages of this series of 7 prayers that can change your life. It begins in Psalm 31, beginning at verse 9. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak. Some people think that's a description of dehydration, his bones growing weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am the dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street run from me. They flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, meaning worthless. For I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and even plot to take my life. Now here are the two verses that later on in the message, I'm going to suggest to you that you pray these two verses today. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. That one phrase alone is worth coming to church today to hear this phrase. My times are in your hands, O Lord.
We continue tomorrow with this message on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.